Hey, this is Death of the Cool. Cool don't live here no more. Cool left like yesterday's headline. Cool left like yesterday's model, like the B-side of a record that never got played. Cool came and went, and in the breeze of coolness, the cool disappeared. Cool used to show up in the morning and stay a while. Now, the morning don't even show its face, and cool doesn't either. Cool was in the empty breezes between words when nods and the span of an arched eyebrow filled in what connected us. And cool would show up with a spare key when you were locked out. But you see, cool don't live here no more. Cool said good morning. Cool shook your hand. A coming together of finger palm prints that told our story in the unsaid cool that you only had to feel. But like I said, cool don't live here no more. Cool done packed up, took a hike, packed up and said it was time to leave it alone. Cool took the A through Z train straight out of here. One straight shot. Rest in peace.
That was Cool Don't Live Here No More by Tony Robles from his new book by the same name. Tony Robles is a native San Franciscan, co-editor and a revolutionary worker scholar of Poor magazine, and a housing rights advocate. He stepped away from the Airbnb protest at San Francisco City Hall on Tuesday to talk with me about his new book. So, Tony Robles, thank you for joining us. Yes. We're here today to talk about your new book, Cool Don't Live Here No More, A Letter to San Francisco. Now, you're a native San Franciscan, so can you talk about what inspired the writing behind this book?
No book is just written. As creators, as writers, you know, we create on the page, we create music on the page, we create poetry on the page and songs and things like that. But in as much as we are creators, we are created. And being created by the people that come in our lives and the things that we observe on a daily basis. Cool Don't Live Here No More, A Letter to San Francisco, I think would be maybe a 30-year process in just kicking around in the city that I was born, experiences on the job and interpersonal things and interpersonal trips that I've been on, and just seeing the transformation of the landscape from a diverse city that gave birth to things like the iHotel struggle and multiculturalism and those things to what it's becoming now, which is a wrinkled postcard with a facelift, where you have people that really don't care much about our artistic and our cultural integrity outside of the symphony. And I like to call that the Rice-A-Roni okey-doke, because a lot of people have bought into it. And that really is the inspiration behind this book, you know.
So it's a collection of poems and prose.
Yes.
And it's put out by a small press.
Ethereal Spear Press. It's a small press that is focused on local writers. They've done some really good work. For instance, I think it's called A Murder in the Tenderloin by John Goins. That's John, J-O-N. Goins, and my editor, Francesca Rosa, who's also a labor leader here, did a book called Lunch at the Mokata, which is about her time spent in Palestine.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was very fortuitous how this thing happened, because, you know, I visited my mother a couple of years ago. She's a native San Franciscan, but she lives in North Carolina now. And we started knitting a scarf together, right? And you know, she got me maybe about 3 inches of scarf. And then I came back to San Francisco, and I was walking past a cafe, and I see this group of folks knitting. And I just introduced myself, and I became a part of their knitting group. And as it happened, Francesca was part of the knitting group. And little did I know that she was an editor. And when I started sending the manuscript out, it turned out that Ethereal Spear, well, that was the place that I sent it to, and she was the editor. And the publisher, Jim Mitchell, said, "Hey, you know, we're very interested in this. I'll have the editor call you or get in touch." It turned out it was Francesca from the the knitting group.
Awesome.
So we knitted. So I, you know, it's a process of knitting poems. It's like knitting a book.
Beautiful. Well, I know that, you know, in addition to being a gifted writer, you've got several children's books out.
Yes.
You are an activist. You're a member of the Poor Magazine Collective. So can you just talk about, and you just came from the Airbnb protest over at the Board of Supervisors. So can you just give us a short, like, report back? I know you said that it's still happening. You had to leave in order to come to this interview. So thank you for coming.
Yeah, well, you know, there's been this hotelization of the neighborhoods in San Francisco by way of what's called short-term rentals, STRs, what I like to refer to as the STDs of San Francisco housing, because it's like this thing that just keeps spreading and spreading, where these folks are using this as a business model. They're taking rentals, they're taking units off the market in order to accommodate hotels. Now, you know, that's why we have a hotel district, so that, you know, you wouldn't have these kind of bed and breakfasts that would change the character of the neighborhoods, have strangers in the neighborhoods. You don't know what's going on. So, you know, these guys at Airbnb have created this business model where there's no accountability and there's no type of control. So what Supervisor Campos is trying to do is trying to set limits and controls. You know, this is a multi-billion dollar corporation that pays no taxes. And, you know, it's like the clever tech boys, right, pinching their little flanks and saying, oh, ho, we got away with it again. So that's why we're pushing against it. People in L.A. are pushing against it.
New York already did.
And New York. And the thing is, housing stabilization. We have, you know, housing that's already here. And the best way to alleviate all of this that's going on is to keep people housed. There's a spike in low to no fault evictions. The Anti-Displacement Coalition did a report a few weeks back seeing that there's a spike. You know, there's a woman named Sylvia Smith in the Castro. She's being harassed by a speculator who is accusing her, and she's in her late 70s, accusing her of running a phone sex ring, selling marijuana door to door. You know, these just outlandish things. And from what I understand, she's the landlord who, her name is Anna Kihagi Swain. The district attorney has just filed charges against her. Poor Magazine, among other organizations, did an action in front of the DA's office and filed a complaint on the basis of elder abuse. So, you know, we're fighting this, and we're not gonna quit.
That was Tony Robles, author of Cool Don't Live Here No More, A Letter to San Francisco. The book launch is on Wednesday, July 8th at 7 p.m. at the Green Arcade Bookstore in San Francisco. You can also catch him on Saturday, July 18th at 3 p.m. at East Wind Books in Berkeley.